All right, Dan Weingarten from MDOT is with us, and good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack.
So, Dan, construction season's over, right? No more orange barrels until next spring.
Well, nearly over. Things are really winding down here around the UP. We do still have a few active projects that people should be aware of, but the bulk of the road work is done for the year. Over in the eastern UP, there are still a few things going on. We've got a couple of culverts on M123 up near Tequamanon Falls that need to be replaced as part of a project that we were doing there that still need to be wrapped up. And a little bit of work left on M77, where we were doing road work from Blaney Park up to Germfask. And we've also got a bridge project over on the west end of the Sini stretch at Prairie Creek. That had to be done half at a time to allow traffic to get through on the half that they weren't working on. So the second half of that bridge deck is being finished up. So a few things going on over that way, but yeah, largely the barrels are up. We down in the southwestern part of the peninsula over near Powers, we've got a some permit work on a railroad bridge that's causing a little detour there in Powers off of US 2 that'll be going on for that should be wrapping up by the end of this week though. So the end is in sight for construction season this year in the Upper Peninsula.
Anything heading into the winter, Dan? I know you've had projects in the past that were not complete going into the winter, so there are still some, you know, lane reductions in places. Anything like that around our area or no?
No, nothing that's planned that should extend into the winter this year. We typically try to get that stuff buttoned up, but as you said, in some cases there are situations where we either have to do some work in the winter or things stretch from fall into the early winter. But this year we don't plan anything like that.
Dan, this question you did not know was coming, and so I'll let our listeners know that. Just a question about the Escanaba project in 2027. What's the feedback you've gotten from that? Positive, negative, indifferent?
Well, it's been positive so far. We had a public meeting last month down in Escanaba just to lay out the very preliminary map of what we plan to do there. It's a multi-year project to reconstruct US 2 through Escanaba, major changes for the railroad bridge near Kentucky Fried Chicken. That bridge will be reconstructed and, you know, linking the sidewalks and pedestrian paths through that area, along with some consolidation of driveways and access points, you know, to make it a little bit easier to get on and off of US 2 and into businesses. So, but, you know, no negative feedback. It's something that we'll continue to put more information out about as we get closer to the project, and certainly we'll welcome more feedback in the future. But so far, so good.
So, Dan, last question for you is, winter is not far away. How does it look for winter maintenance? Are you guys ready to go? Are you staffed well? What's the update?
So we've got all of our slots for transportation maintenance workers. That's our plow drivers filled, with the exception of one in Lawrence that we were working last week to fill. So we typically have about 58 plow drivers working out of our four garages that cover Mackinac, Berrigan, and Houghton counties. And then the county road commissions under contract handle the plowing and road maintenance in the other counties in the UP. And they're also, of course, getting ready for winter. We've got to be prepared now at any time for snow to fall. Typically, our winter shifts start November, I think November 9th this year is when our first scheduled winter shift is. If we have to start earlier, get folks out on the road before that, we will do that. And we're ready to go. We have inspections of our equipment in garages every year in October to make sure that everything's ready to roll. But yeah, we're we don't know what winter has in store for us. Some of the weather forecasts say could be a snowy, colder winter than the ones we've had in the last few. So, you know, we're prepared to get out there as soon as the snow starts to fly.
So what if it's sunny and 52 degrees across the UP on November 9th? What do you guys do?
We have brushing. We have shoulder work that they can do. There's a lot of maintenance of the vehicles themselves. We've got salt sheds that need to be checked on and made sure that they're full and ready to go. They will stay busy, and you know, we can adjust our staffing levels too based on the need. If we don't have to get out there, we don't have to have everybody on deck.
And the last question is what about materials? I've heard some county road commissions downstate say that the tariff situation with the president and whatnot, I don't want to get into politics, but the prices are up that they're seeing. Is MDOT okay, or you guys have everything locked in ahead of time, or what?
Well, all of our projects for this year were bid or were let for bids either, you know, late last year or early this year. I haven't heard reports on increases in materials prices. I mean, we have a low bid system, so there's incentive for the contractors to try to keep those costs down. It's, you know, there's so many factors that go into the cost of a road project: materials, labor, et cetera. We see, you know, big variations from year to year, but hopefully the competition in the system between the contractors in the area will help keep those prices down. But I have not heard of, you know, any major increase in any materials costs right now, but we'll certainly be keeping an eye on that. And we may have to adjust projects, you know, if we end up spending more on projects in the coming year, that can have an impact on how much we can do.
Dan Weingarten at MDOT, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, and let's hope that snow holds off for at least a couple more weeks.